Blog Talk Radio.
Made new. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the newness of this day. Thanking God that he gave us another day. He gave us a do-over. Hallelujah. Thanking God for the do-over. Thanking God that we can move forward in his word. Thanking God we can move forward in this day that he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us a pep in our step. We thank you for being a mighty and awesome God who loves us in spite of us. For Lord God, you created us in your image to be awesome and mighty men and women of God. Lord, I continuously lift up the name of Jesus this morning, thanking you for your son. As we go into this weekend, Lord God, as we go into Passover, as we go into Easter week, we thank you, Father, for the sacrifice of your son. We thank you, Father, for his life and our sins to the cross, so that we may have grace and be able to speak directly to you through your son. For your word says, whatever we ask, I think, in his name. Lord God, we ask you to just increase as I decrease, Lord. I ask you to please increase as I decrease. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you, Father God, are my strength and my redeemer. And again, in the name of Christ Jesus, I lift up all listeners listening live and listening later. Say, Lord, you bless them, watch over them, and give them strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God this morning. And it seems like every day I'm stopping to say, can we have a moment of silence for those that have lost their life in some senseless craziness? On yesterday, in Colorado, died. And I don't know how many may have been injured going to the grocery store, because someone took it upon himself to come in and shoot the place up. A police officer died in the incident, trying to protect the citizenry that was in the grocery store. You know, my pastor says all the time, you don't have to be old to die. We can be in the wrong place at our time, because no one leaves this earth unless it's their time. How we leave is up to God. When we leave is up to God. Our final destination, us. How do we treat our fellow man? Do we use those fruits of the Spirit? can have love and gentleness and patience with each other. Or are we looking to do some the gunman in Colorado, like the gunman in Atlanta, like the insurrectionist in Washington, D.C.? We have got to change and love each other. Our Father God is love. Our Father God is goodness. So much of what's going on is not of God. And you have folks saying that this happened because of somebody having religious beliefs. No, that has nothing to do with God. We are not going to let anybody pull God into foolishness. God has nothing to do with someone killing somebody because of racism and prejudice. And just because they want to be in the news, pray and pray and pray some more. So just a moment of silence for those that have lost their life. Get in our word this morning and keep each other in prayer. Keep each other in prayer. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And I'm telling you, all I can say for those that missed yesterday's lesson, if you get an opportunity, go to Moving Forward on Blog Talk Radio. Moving Forward, Minister Bridget, Blog Talk Radio. It'll list all the shows, and we're almost at 4,000. Yay! Almost at 4,000 shows. Can you imagine 4,000 over these courses of these last years? I've had 4,000 shows. I am just in amazement at, wow. Thank you, God. Actually, 4,000, I believe. Yeah. So let's get started thanking God for his grace, his mercy, his goodness, and so many things that only come from God. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Now, our understanding, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 6, Moses went back over the laws. He went back over what they need to do, how they need to do it, how they need to get ready to go into the promised land. Today, we're getting ourselves together. Moses is giving some more instruction because he knows he's not going to be able to go. You know, every time I think of the last words that Moses tells the children of Israel, it felt like Dr. King, the night before he was assassinated in Memphis, you know, letting folks know, I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to make it with you. And it's a sad thing that we haven't made it yet. We're in our years of wilderness right now. We haven't made Dr. King's dream yet. But I believe that one day we will. One day we will live together in harmony. We will live together in love. We will be able to do the things that he said we would do. I believe that. If parents and grandparents and great-grandparents with their bigotry and their prejudice leave our children to just love each other without our two cents, we won't have all this hatred. We won't have all this stuff that's going on. We won't have the folks standing on the back of their trucks talking about, I hate black people and I'm make sure that my grandkids do too. We got to pray, family. Pray, 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 and pray some more. Deuteronomy chapter 7, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Gershites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep that oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Just speaking to all them atheists out there. What did the word of God just say? He repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Also, you shall destroy all the peoples whom the Lord your God delivers over to you. Your eye shall have no pity on them, nor shall you serve their gods, for that will be a snare to you. We got to be careful, even to this day, what we find ourselves worshiping. Folks worship everything. Love to worship stuff. God has got to feel it. You know, bowing down to photos of Jesus, come on, or the quote-unquote imagine Jesus, not Jesus, and not a true photo of Jesus, not a true painting of Jesus, but the blue-eyed blonde Jesus that somebody decided to paint and others decided to worship. Understand, We got it. Once we get ourselves wrapped around the true Savior, we'll be all right as a world. We will not have prejudice. We will not have bigotry. We will not have any of those foolishness that comes from divisiveness, which comes what? From the enemy. What does the word tell us the devil comes to do? To kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't give a care about us. He wants us fighting each other, hating each other, being disrespectful and vengeful. He wants all those things that are not of God. God wants it. You better believe the devil does it. My pastor says, and it is the truth. I've felt it. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. That whenever there's a move of God, the enemy is going to show up either before or after. Before or after. That's what he does. He kills. He steals. He destroys. He wants you not to believe. That's why it'll come before a move of God. People miss their blessings because the enemy has come before and they decide not to go where they need to go. If God says go, then you go. If there's a revival going on and you're going to get saved, you're going to get set free, you're going to have a breakthrough, that the enemy is going to put every kind of stumbling block in front of you to keep you from being there. Your car's not going to start. You're going to hurt something. You're going to lose something. Can't find my car keys. Can't find my cell phone. You know, he's going to put every kind of stumbling block in front of you to keep you from going for your move. You got to press and you got to push. But God is in charge. 17, if you should say in your heart, these nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them? You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt, the great trials which your eyes saw, and signs and the wonders, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm by which the Lord your God brought you out. So shall the Lord your God do to all the peoples of whom you are afraid. More, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until those who are left, who hide themselves from you, are destroyed. You shall not be terrified of them. For the Lord your God, their great and awesome God, is among you. And the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. But the Lord your God will deliver them over to you and will inflict defeat upon them until they are destroyed. And he will deliver their kings into your hand, and you will destroy their name from under heaven until you have destroyed them. You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourself, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God, nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing. Commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. Chapter 8, verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandment or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And that is a highlightable. And I'm going to read it again. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man, come on now, shall not live by bread alone. Jesus, did Jesus not give this scripture to the devil when he was trying to tell him to be in the bread? Jesus had to come to the word. Even Jesus came to the word, y'all. What did he tell him? But man shall not live by bread alone, but man live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your feet swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that it, as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of those whose hills you shall dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. But he's going to give you some beware. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fled you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gave me this wealth. Let's call it straight. So many folks think they did it. I've arrived. I got what I want. I got the two cars and the house and the this and the that. My kids are successful. Everything is good, and I'm great, and I'm mighty, and I'm a CEO, and I'm an executive, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. And you think you have arrived. Let me tell you something. You can lose it all, Governor. Because God, the Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. How many people have you seen in your life that have been on the mountain and are now living in the valley? Because they got too, as they say, they got too high on the hog and thought they had it going on and forgot God. Understand, God will not be mocked, and you don't play with God. You know, you can have all the stuff in the world, but understand, when you leave this world, all your stuff is going to be here for somebody else to have, to mess around with, to sell, to get rid of, to throw away. All your stuff is going to be just what it is, stuff for somebody else to have to clean up, because you can't take it with you. So all the stuff that folks are trying to accumulate, You know, I want this, I want that, I got this, I got that. Yes, God will give you overflow. But understand, you cannot take any of that stuff with you. The only thing that's going with you when you leave this earth is your soul. And you will determine your final destination. Your attitude is going to determine your altitude. Do you have a negative attitude? Are you always whining and complaining about everything? Or do you look to Jesus and say, Lord, your will be done. Your will be done. We can't make plans. All you can say is, Lord, your will be done. I'll see you in the morning, God's will. I'll see you tonight, God's will. I'll be at work tomorrow, God's will. Understand, everything we do is God's will. Every second we have is God's will. So because you have, you better thank God for it. Because again, your blessings are irrevocable. So you may have been blessed with power. You may have been blessed with might. You may have been blessed with wealth. But understand, it all comes from God. And for those that think there's no God, you will find out there is. All I have to say on that one. Verse number 18 of chapter 8 of the book of Deuteronomy. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth. Can you hear that? And it is he that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, and serve them and worship by against you, this day that you shall surely perish. And the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient. Excuse me, to the voice of the Lord your God. We have to be obedient to God's voice. We have to be obedient to God's word. Those top 10 are for a reason, that you will love God and that you will love your neighbor as you love yourself. Just as Jesus said, the first and greatest commandment and the second like it, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these stands all the laws of the prophet. We've got to love each other. I can't say it enough. We have got to love each other. Watch God work when we love each other. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4, life lesson. Say this daily, but for those that are just joining this moving forward experience, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. This is the New King James Version, and I am ecstatic. And I read New King James because it's close enough to King James that my King James readers can follow me. But it's easier for those that do not understand King James to follow, because it takes out the thems, the thous, and all those things, but it keeps in the substance of the word. And so a life lesson, and life lessons, life questions, examples, what the Bible says about all of those are commentary from Dr. Stanley. And so we have a life lesson, some life lessons from chapter 7 and 8 of Deuteronomy. Life lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 4. They will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. Since intimacy with God is his highest priority for our lives, no greater sin exists than to turn someone's heart away from the one true God. We've got to be very careful as men and women of God not to turn anybody away from God by how we act. How we act. We want people to see the God that we serve in us every day comes from how we treat our fellow man. Deuteronomy 7:7-8, you were the least of all peoples, but because the Lord loves you, even before God's chosen people entered the promised land, God assured them of his everlasting love. God does not love us because we're so lovable. He loves us because his nature is loving, because of his promise to Abraham. We owe our salvation to the holy love of God and nothing else. I'm going to say that again. We owe our salvation to the holy love of God and nothing else. Deuteronomy 7:17-18. You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember well that the Lord your God, what your Lord your God did to Pharaoh. Woo, what he did to Pharaoh, them 10 things was pretty awful, including taking his firstborn. Come on now. Don't play with God. When God calls us to some intimidating work, we are not to focus on our own abilities and strength, but on his limitless power and grace. We succeed only when we align ourselves with him. Our God really is both great and awesome, and he is with us. Today, not only is he with us, he is in us, in the person of the Holy Spirit. So what do we have to fear? The word of God has told us to be strong and courageous. The Lord does not want us in fear. He wants us to be strong and courageous, for he is with us everywhere we go. He is with everywhere we go. And this is from chapter 8, verse 17. Each year, various publications list the 100 wealthiest people in America. The magazine categorized the individuals by total income, usually in the millions and billions. Such is the predominant viewpoint regarding the meaning of wealth. But is that the way God defines wealth? Hardly. From God's standpoint, wealth includes much more than currency. The bank accounts of rich men and women may overflow, but misery often enshrouds their souls. And, you know, God rest his soul. But just the other day, the CEO of Texas Roadhouse committed suicide. What did it say? The bank accounts of rich men and women may overflow, but misery often enshrouds their souls. And it says that he had some COVID complications and couldn't handle it and killed himself. Just because somebody has a whole lot of money don't mean that they are happy. Wealth. Spiritual wealth, think about it. Solomon had more money than anything. But he fell and lost. And the kingdom was split in two because of his sins of idolatry. And he was the wisest man ever. But even Solomon fell. Come on, we got to remember. Don't ask for all the riches of the world. Ask the Lord for a clean heart and a righteous spirit. And it says this again, Biblical wealth, by contrast, may be defined as the ability to experience and enjoy God's blessings. The poor individual who knows God as Savior has indescribable wealth compared to the rich one who rejects him. The Bible insists that God is the source of all gain. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. 1 Chronicles 29:12. God is the one that gives us riches and honor. He's the one that reigns over all. He's the one in whose power is in his hand and might is in his hand. He is the one that makes great and to give and gives strength. We are just humble servants of God. And when we look at that and remember that, everything else falls into place. Deuteronomy chapter 8:16, a life lesson. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, that he might test you to do you good in the end? God promises to lead us even when we walk through the wilderness, where he humbles us and tests us to see whether we will obey him, even when things get difficult. Even so, he does all this to do us good. We may not see that good right away, but if we will trust him, he will bless us in his time. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings. Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers. Nothing in the Bible condemns hard work in the acquisition of material wealth. God wants us to remember, however, that our ability to earn wealth comes from him and him alone. That's a word. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. Psalms chapter 37, verses 5 through 11. This is where our title comes from this morning. It's from Psalms. We have had so much great word today, and it is a great word. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And I say it again, 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Say it one more time with me. One, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Commit yourself, your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We got to trust in God. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, causes harm. I'm going to read that word right there again. Because just think about the things that have been going on in this nation. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. But yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. There's nothing wrong with being humble. There's nothing wrong with being meek. There's nothing wrong with being kind and good, because our Father God is kind and good, and he wants us to be like him. Back in the day, folks said, I want to be like Mike. I want to be like God. I want to be like Jesus. I want to have a heart of love and compassion. I want to care about others more than I care about myself. I want to do what's right in the sight of God. And I know that God provides. I've seen him work. Wow, I've seen him work in my life. I can't tell you enough how many times I've watched God come through. How many times I've seen him work. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. Proverbs 12, chapter 9, just 9 through 10. Better is the one who is slighted but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. That's a word to think about. And our word for this morning also is coming out of the New Testament. And we are coming from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. And I love this word. It does something to my heart. Because we know that Mary has been visited by Gabriel. We know that Zacharias has been visited by Gabriel. And we know that both are going to be parents. And Mary is now visiting her cousin Elizabeth, who is the wife of Zacharias, and she is pregnant. She's pregnant in her older age. And understand, back then, an older age could be 30. An older age could be 40. An older age could be like Sarah in the 90s. But she was she was barren. Now, understand, they started having children at 14, 15, 16 years old. So someone who's maybe in their 30s and have not had children is considered barren. So this is the word. It says, now Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now I ask you this, how would Elizabeth know that? How would Elizabeth know that the baby in Mary's womb is the Lord? Why and how? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke to her and through her to Mary as a confirmation of what she carried. And the baby in the womb, John the Baptist, he was even in vitro, knew who the Savior was. He knew who Jesus was. His mother knew who Jesus was. In the womb, he knit his son in the womb. And the other baby he knit in the womb knew who his son was. Come on, because he was going to be the one to prepare the way. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. But he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. Hallelujah. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. And a life lesson from Luke chapter 1, verse 45. Blessed is she who believe, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. What would have happened had Mary not believed Gabriel's words? Would she have qualified herself to be the mother of Jesus? The fact is, she did believe, and God did fulfill his word in her. God knows how we will react to his call to service. Nothing we do can surprise him. And that is actually our word for this morning. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Mary trusted in the Lord, and he brought it to pass that she would carry the Son of God. Elizabeth, in her old age, had a baby. Zacharias, understand, at first was like, what you talking about? You know, like, what was it, different shows? What you talking about, Willis? He had a, what you talking about, Gabriel, moment. And what happened? Mute. Can't speak a word because you didn't believe you will not be able to speak until the baby comes. But Mary, this youngster, believed immediately. And I believe in my heart that's why she was chosen, because she had enormous faith. She had enormous faith. And understand, there's mighty angels standing before you. You're either going to be afraid, or you're going to say, okay, what do you need me to do? Pray that one day when I see an angel standing before me, I say what you need me to do and not be afraid. To say, I know who you are. You are an angel of God. We got to know that God will send his angels before you every time you move. There's an angel that's always watching over you. Always. Protecting you from that demon that's also always watching you. God gives us opportunity to choose good, to choose right and righteousness over bad, evil, and hatefulness, and unrighteousness. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And we keep that in our heart, everything else will fall into place. If there's anyone that has a word from God that he has put in your heart, push the number 1 and your line will be open. In the meantime, where those that are getting their together at 213-943-3597 to call in. Again, it's 213-943-3597. Lines are ready to be opened. We have a word from our sister in Christ this morning. And the word for this morning is right on time. even when things are not going so great, take a look back. You may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Have a triumphant Tuesday, family. And again, Sister Carolyn is right on point. Even when things are not going so great, take a look back. Children of Israel, yes, I'm in the wilderness, but I used to be a slave. I used to be in bondage. God is about to take me into a promised land. Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I used to be barren, but now I'm fair. To prepare up the way for the Savior. Mary, I have faith that the seed I carry is the Son of God. And what is his will is what I will. And then it says you may not be where you want to be, but you're not where you used to be. Understand everything is for a reason. And we have victory because we believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe in the oneness of God. That he is God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, guess what? It's in you. Spirit of light today. Be that bushel on the hill where everyone can see your light and that you are who you say you are, a child of God. I thank you all this morning. If there is not anyone who would like to speak, we ask you to push the one on your phone. And the number to dial in, to call in, is 213-943-3597. 213-943-3597. Well, we don't have any callers this morning that want to speak. They just want to listen. And that's all right with me. I got an assignment today. So I say to you all, thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for joining this Moving Forward experience. Come back together again, God's will. On tomorrow, we will be in Deuteronomy chapter 9 and 10. We will be in, as soon as I open up this word here, we will be in Psalms chapter 37, verses 12 through 17, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11, and we will be in Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80. And that will be our word tomorrow, and I'll give it to you one more time. If you'd like to read up yourself, is Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 1 through chapter 10, verse 22. Psalms chapter 37, verses 12 through 17, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11, and Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80 is our word, will be our word for tomorrow. Thank you so much, family, for listening in this morning. And as always, may the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent, one from each other, in the precious and holy and matchless and mighty name of our Savior, our friend, our brother, Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Savior, hallelujah. We pray that each got a word today, that something touched your heart, your mind, or your spirit, that you want to get to know Jesus a little bit better. Thank you so much, family. As we say on Moving Forward, it is a wrap. Because why? It's time to go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God. Let your light shine today, family, that anyone who sees you will see the mighty, matchless Father who is in charge of our life. and who has given us his Holy Spirit. Let them see the Holy Spirit and the light of God in you. Take care, family. It's a wrap. It's time to go to work. I love you all. Be blessed and have a great and wonderful day in the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever and all times. Be blessed. It's a wrap.